Steve Chesney. Nothing but the blues.
Broadcasting on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. It's Vixen 101 and it's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chesney. We have new music this week from Taj Mahal, another track from Hans van Leer's new album, The Rogue Johnson Project, Steve Howells and Mississippi McDonald. But we'll start with something from John Mayall, at the ripe old age of 90 now, but this album was released in 2001 and featured lots of guest artists on it. It was called Along for the Ride, and this particular track has a host of famous people on it. It has Chris Rea, amazingly, on vocal, Dick Hextall-Smith on sax, Steve Miller and Andy Fairweather Lowe both on rhythm guitar, John McVie on bass, Mick Fleetwood on drums, and Lenny Castro on percussion. Early in the Morning.
Thank you.
Early in the Morning from John Mayall, with a whole host of famous people on that one. I've never seen John Mayall live, but I did see Dick Hexel-Smith once in York. Nowadays, as you know, I watch a lot of documentaries of music on TV, which inspire me to play things on the programme. This week I watched a documentary about the influences on the early Bob Dylan, but don't worry, I'm not going to play Woody Guthrie or Hank Williams or Pete Seeger, but I'm going to play something as the rattly old track. I also watched a documentary about the Byrds. I never realised they had so many changes of lineup. It was amazing. And although they were credited for inventing folk rock and country rock and psychedelic rock, they were never involved in blues rock, so they don't feature on the programme tonight. But I watched a concert of Beth Hart. It was 2018 when she performed at the Royal Albert Hall. Fine concert, and she did some very quiet songs, playing piano, also with a band coming in later. But I don't have that album, but I thought I'd feature something from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. It's the album Amsterdam from 2014. And this is Baddest Blues.
Front page news. Love is a badass.
started off quiet anyway. That was Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa from the album Live in Amsterdam from 2014 and Baddest Blues. You're listening to Vixen 101 on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. It's Nothing But the Blues with Steve Chesney. To find out more about us, we have a website, vixen101.co.uk. You can listen live there if you're away from a radio, or you could listen on your smart speaker. We also have a Facebook page, so do check that out. To contact us, it's via the webpage or Facebook, or by email at admin@vixen101.co.uk. And my email is steve.chesney@vixen101.co.uk. I mentioned the documentary, which was the early influences on Bob Dylan's music, and some of them I wouldn't play because they were folk artists in the main, although they were protest singers like Woody Guthrie. But on the blues side, one of his main influences was Blind Willie McTell, and he wrote a song about Blind Willie McTell as well. But we'll have this 1932 song by Blind Willie McTell with Ruby Glaze, Mama Let Me Scoop For You.
Scarlet and red, shoes of tan. I cannot stand to see a scooping man. Tell me, Mama, can I scoop for you?
Lay down to it, Papa.
Ah, if you don't believe I can scoop you right, take me to your house and let me spend the night. Come on, baby, can I scoop for you?
Then let you do that, baby.
Oh, Mama, let me scoop for you. Pretty Mama, let me scoop for you. Tell me, baby, can I scoop for you?
Oh, boy.
Ah, Scooby Mama, did you drive me wild? Scooby, honey, in the latest style. Come on, baby, can I scoop you?
I've got that 1933 style, Papa.
Well, three barrels of liquor, four barrels of gin. You can't scoop, you can't come in. Come on, Mama, can I scoop you?
Oh, boy, you rung my number.
Well, Mama, can I scoop for you? Pretty Mama, can I scoop for you? Tell me, baby, can I scoop for you, scoop for you?
Sometimes, maybe.
Ah, baby, let me scoop for you. Pretty mama, let me scoop for you. Come on, honey, let your daddy scoop for you. Oh, man, I want your daughter. Scooping out daily for a dollar and a quarter. Come on, baby, can I scoop for you?
More than that now, baby.
Ah, you scoop none since way last spring. Tell me, pretty mama, can you scoop that thing? Tell me, baby, can I scoop for you?
Ain't that a sin and a shame?
Oh, mama, let me scoop for you. Sugar, let me scoop for you. Come on, baby, can I scoop for you?
Oh, baby, that's me.
I ain't scoop none since way last fall. Can't you shake it like a cannonball? Come on, baby, can I scoop for you?
Come on, let's go see.
Oh, sugar, let me scoop for you. Baby, can I scoop for you? Come on, mama, can I scoop for you?
Maybe.
Ah, pretty mama, can I scoop for you? Sugar, can I scoop for you? Come on, baby, can I scoop for you?
If you know how I want it, dear.
Well, peaches on the table and apples on the shelf. Can't do the scoop, mama, by myself. Come on, baby, can I scoop for you?
To make the cheese more combined than
well,
daddy.
Well, scoop, baby. That's the way I like to do the scoop.
Oh, boy.
I want to do the scoop one more time, and I ain't gonna scoop no more.
How come?
I just don't like to scoop. Some of every name.
There got some losers.
Ah, baby, let me scoop for you. Sugar, let me scoop for you. Come on, mama, get a scoop for you. Scoop for you.
Mama, Let Me Scoop For You there from Blind Willie McTell, an early influence on Bob Dylan, and assisted by Ruby Glaze on vocals as well. And there's some doubt, actually, as to whether Ruby Glaze was actually Kate McTell. Some people say, yes, she was. I think she does, actually, and some people say, no, she wasn't. But we'll probably never know. Next, a new album from Taj Mahal called Swingin' Live at the Church in Tulsa. We think of him as a real old-timer, but he's only 81. I mean, compared to John Mayall that we listened to, who's 90s, young spring chicken, Taj Mahal. The release notes about the album say it was recorded live at the church, the famed studio of Leon Russell, and it marks a high point in the influential 81-year-old's seven-decade career. He had an album out last year called Savoy, which was all about the Harlem ballroom where his parents first met, so it was very meaningful to him. But the songs were not really true blues songs. They were things like Summertime, Mood Indigo, and Sweet Georgia Brown. This album is much more Taj Mahal as we know him. It says the album celebrates the impact of Leon Russell, the cultural and musical impact of Tulsa, and it's a landmark moment for Taj Mahal. It goes on to say how Leon Russell was a huge influence and personal friend of Taj Mahal. We do have the whole album in, but I'll play the single that's been released in advance of the album being launch. The single is his famous one, Queen Bee.
My soul, love me, soul. I've made to myself, baby, these songs were made for love. I said, I wish enough.
From Taj Mahal, from his album Swinging Live at the Church in Tulsa, which was Leon Russell's famous studio, and it was recorded in front of an invited audience. And the album's due out on the 22nd of March. About the song, the notes say Queen Bee began as a Taj instrumental finger-picking piece inspired by Mississippi John Hurt. Then it became the song that featured on his acclaimed 1977 studio album Evolution. And later on, Señor Blues, his Grammy-winning 1997 studio album. Taj Mahal says about the song, it's a fun song, it's a positive song from a male's perspective, you know, to speak good about women. And he adds, I feel like there's an awful lot of angst between men and women these days from whatever stripe or ethnic group or culture they're coming from. There's a lot of tension. You've only got so much string in this ball of yarn, and if you waste your time fighting with one another, you're going to look back one day and realise that, boy, did I waste a lot of time. I could have been feeling good, talking nice, being nice to people. So many things I could have been doing. Words of wisdom from Taj Mahal there. We'll have another song from the Hans van Leer Band. I played one a couple of weeks ago, and it's a group of songs that are available, not a CD at the moment, but available streaming on things like Spotify. The album's called It Could Have Been Less. You can see all the songs if you Google Hans van Leer Blueprint. The whole concert is on YouTube. This one's called I Got Lazy.
I got lazy.
Hans van Leer band there recorded live near Groningen. The album It Could Have Been Less available on streaming platforms and on YouTube as well if you Google Hans van Leer Blueprint. That one was called I Got Lazy. Next, an album came in from the Rogue Johnson project called Home. It was released on the 23rd of February. Rogue Johnson's a keyboard player. He says he moved from DC to Seattle, from Oakland to Austin, touring and back to Virginia. He was a student of slide master Ron Thompson and the only student of the great Charles Brown. And he was sidesman for Bo Diddley, Johnny Adams, Larry, Arkansas Davis, Norton Buffalo, Deacon Jones and Sam Andrew. Says the project's first recording session was in 2020 with Mike Dutton on guitar, Joe Wells on drums, and Mark Saws joined on guitar and vocals in early 2023. And along with drummer Lance Foster, the project began their second recording called Home. We have this track called New Highway Song.
Oh, man.
playing on that one. Roe Johnson Project, New Highway song from their album Home, released at the end of February. I played a track a couple of weeks ago from Steve Howell and the Mighty Men from their album 99 and a Half Won't Do. It's just been released on the 15th of March. The note says Steve Howell was 13 when he first heard Mississippi John Hurt finger-picking country blues, and the year was 1965. And the experience became a revelation that opened the door to a new musical universe. As Steve's journey progressed, it says, Mississippi John Hurt begat Blind Willie McTell and Lead Belly, and they in turn begat Robert Johnson, Sunhouse, Reverend Gary Davis, Blind Willie Johnson, Blind Blake, and a host of other black acoustic guitar players and vocalists. He learned more about the history of the music, and it led him to learn about how this music came to town and melded with the horn-orientated bands prevalent in the cities, creating a strong affinity for him with traditional jazz and the music of New Orleans. And his journey naturally included pop, country, rock and blues music of the last half of the century, but always in the background stood the music of people like Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Bill Evans, Lester Young, Jack Teagarden, Art Tatum, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, etc. The song I'm going to play is an old Charlie Patton song, and the notes say it's a radio-ready update of Stone Pony Blues, and it gently brings Charlie Patton's Delta Blues into the 21st century. Stone Pony Blues. one to finish. Wonderfully laid back one there from Steve Howell and the Mighty Men. Stone Pony Blues from the album 99 and a Half Won't Do, released 15th of March. And it's an old Charlie Patton song reworked, and it's been reworked by so many people. This is almost unrecognisable, this version from Canned Heat. I played Canned Heat's latest album, just released last week, called Final Vinyl, but this is Canned Heat in 1969, played from vinyl. This time really played from vinyl, with the scratches and crackles. This is Canned Heat doing Pony Blues. Pony Blues from Canned Heat, from their album Living the Blues in 1969. And it's also on the Gut Bucket Sampler, Liberty Sampler album that was released in 1969 that I often go back to and play because it was among some of the early albums that I bought, certainly early blues albums. Next we'll go back to the album from Mississippi McDonald. It was the special edition version of his album Do Right, Say Right. And the special edition one was released on the 9th of February. This one's quite apt for the weather that we've had through February and into March. Talking a little rain.
Hands together for this fabulous band, ladies and gentlemen. truth is you need it. Yeah. Oh, baby child, I'm ready. When you try a little harder, yeah. Don't you feel inside? You've been talking, talking a little rain. You've been talking, talking a little rain. You've been talking, talking a little rain. You've been talking, yes, you have. Talking little rain.
Talking a little rain there from Mississippi McDonald from his album Do Right, Say Right Special Edition, released early February. I can't get that Pony Blues song out of my mind, and the Ian Segal version came into it. It was recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall and on his album Man and Guitar in 2014. Pony Blues.
I already goofed it.
Saddle up my pony, hitch up my black mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my black mare. Gonna see my rider, I'm bidding in the woods somewhere. Well, hello, Central, what's up with your line? Hello, Central, what's the matter with your line? Caught my storm last night and I'm fine a while down. Yeah, I took my baby to meet the morning train. Took my little baby down to meet the morning train. Well, the blues come down, baby, like a shower of rain. Just like a shower of rain. Woman like something fit to eat, that brown-skinned woman just like something fit to eat. But that man-fat woman, I better keep the hand off me. Well, I took my baby to meet the morning train. Yes, I did. I took my little baby down to meet the morning train. Well, the blues calmed down, baby, like a shower of rain. Yeah, and I got a brand new Shetland, it's already trained. Yeah, brand new Shetland, it's already trained. I'm gonna sit back in the saddle and tighten up on the rein. Tighten up on the rein. Gonna saddle my pony, hitch up my black mare. Saddle up my pony, hitch up my black mare. Gonna see my rider, baby, in the woods somewhere. Gonna see my rider, baby, in the woods somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Ian Segal there with his version of Pony Blues from the Man and Guitar album from 2014. We're almost out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, that you join me next week here on Vixen 101 for some more of the blues, the whole blues and nothing but the blues. But we're not going out with blues, because I talked quite a bit about Bob Dylan at the beginning of the programme and his early influences and his song Blind Willie McTell. And it was recorded for an album called Infidels, but not included on the album, and then it was on a bootleg album, so I don't have that recording. But I do have a great cover of it from Chrissie Hynde on her album Chrissie Hynde Sings Bob Dylan that she released in 2021. So not strictly blues, but about blues and about a great blues artist, Blind Willie McTell.
I've seen the arrow on the doorpost, saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing, they were taking down the tents. The stars are above the barren trees, where his only audience, them charcoal gypsy maidens, can strut their feathers well. But nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. I see them big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming. I see the ghosts of slavery ships, I can hear them tribes a-moaning, hear the undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootlegged whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway, I can hear them rebels yell, and I know not one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Heaven, and we all want what's his, the power and greed and corruptible seed seem to be all that there is. I'm getting